Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nananatili sa bahay higit kailanman ang mga nakatatanda sa Australia sa mga panahong ito dahil sa COVID-19. Maaring limitado lamang ang pagkilos, ngunit mahalagang manatiling aktibo upang mapanatili ang iyong kaligtasan sa sakit o immunity at mahanap ang pakiramdam na pagiging kalmado sa gitna ng kawalang katiyakan. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Gustong-gusto ng taga-Queensland na si May Har Randall na dumalo sa kanyang lingguhang choir session kasama ang mga kapwa mga awit ng Mixed Beans Multicultural Choir. Karamihan sa kanila ay mga baby boomer. Gayunpaman, dahil sa mga social restrictions sanhi ng COVID-19, napilitan ng choir na itigil ang kanilang lingguhang meeting nang hiniling sa mga seniors sa buong bansa na manatili sa bahay.
It will be terrible because when I first joined Mixed Beans, that was nearly 10 years ago, it was like a lifeline. It really gives me sanity and joy.
Si Catherine Mandy, isang kilalang musician mala Logan at conductor ng Mixed Beans Choir, ay nagsabi na sa panahon na ito ng limitadong pagkilos ng mga tao, lalong mahalaga na panatilihing gumagana ang choir kahit na nangangahulugan ito ng pag-awit online.
The choir, usually in their week, is a time when they can look forward to connection with other people and experiencing all the many benefits, both mental and physical, of singing together. If they're not getting that during this time when we actually need it the most, we were just thinking, how can we deliver this program so that people can still be safe in self-isolation or quarantine, but they can still get at least some of the benefit of the choir program and feel connected and keep their routine going.
Facebook ngayon, ibinabroadcast ni Mandy ang kanyang mga choir session tuwing Martes ng hapon mula sa kanyang tahanan sa parehong oras kung kailan ang choir ay physical na nakikita sa Binley Library. Ayon kay Randall, labis na tuwa ang dulot ng bagong karanasan na ito sa online sa kanya at sa kanyang 13 buwan na apo.
We jump around, do our exercise, and we're happy, we laugh, we clap. But mentally, it does make us feel happier, and it does helps me to deal with anxiety. And more so now that, you know, we are quarantined away in lockdown kind of thing, to me, it's really a help. For the 45 minutes to an hour where we are singing, we do a bit of stretching and things. You feel much, much better after that singing time.
Inamin ni Mandy na hindi perpekto ang lahat at may mga bagay na di gumagana para sa ilang matatandang miyembro na kailangan ng tulong para makasabay sa mundo ng digital.
It's not the same as being together in the same room, but in a way, we're sort of connecting with a wider, more global audience. We've got people watching and listening and singing along from far away as Holland and the UK. So in a way, we can become a bigger community.
Sa feedback na natanggap ni Mandy, ipinapakita nito na ang mga miyembro ng kanyang choir ay kailangan kumanta ng higit pa sa panahon ng social isolation upang mabawasan ang stress. Sa katunayan, napag-alaman ng mga mananaliksik mula sa Tinovus Cancer Care at the Royal College of Music na mga cancer patient na lumahok sa choir rehearsals sa loob lamang ng isang oras kada linggo ay bumaba ang kanilang stress hormones at tumaas ang protina sa kanilang immune system.
It's so good for your nervous system, and it's good for your immune system because in the reducing stress, it helps to boost the immune system. So if we want to stay healthy and happy, we actually need to do things like singing, like dancing, moving our bodies.
Isang kamakailang article na inilabas ng mga nangungunang physiologist ng Bath University sa UK ay nag-highlight ng pananatiling aktibo at malusog sa panahon ng social isolation ay maaaring mapabuti ang iyong immune system. Ang goal ay makamit ang 150 minuto ng regular na katamtamang tindi ng aerobic exercise kada linggo sa mga gawain na tulad ng paglalakad at pagbibisikleta. At ang pagpapanatili ng regular na araw-araw na ehersisyo ay makakatulong sa pamamahala ng mga malalang sakit tulad ng sakit sa puso at diabetes, ayon sa Melbourne exercise physiologist Mohamed Saad.
These conditions, if not being monitored on a regular basis, can progress. And if we're inactive, the research has shown that there can be a decrease in your immune function and your susceptibility to attracting viruses can actually increase.
Hinihikayat ni Saad ang kakaibang mindset sa pagpapanatiling aktibo na hindi kailangan ng traditional exercise regimes. Ang susi, anya, ay mabawasan ang matagal na pagkakaupo.
Remain active where possible, attending to your garden, standing up to take the rubbish out, doing the laundry, for example. Things that are engaging your muscles and are keeping you standing up and moving around. Specifically, if you would like to engage in some form of strength training or basic exercises at home, there are a range of resources now online. Some simple ones are sitting and standing from a chair, or you can be creative. If you have grocery bags lying around the house, you can fill them up with items and do a range of activities with them as well.
Ang Body Chan Meditation Center sa Queensland ay pinamamahalaan ni Hui Chuan Shifu na nagtuturo din ng Tai Chi. Sinabi niya na ang banayad na ehersisyo tulad ng Qigong at Tai Chi ay angkop lalo na para sa mas matatanda na hindi makasali sa mga mabibigat na ehersisyo.
It's a soft and gentle exercise, but also it can develop the inner energy. And that inner energy can help the blood circulation. It is also a synchronized exercise too. So that can help elder people to remain the balance much better.
Dagdag pa niya na ang mas mahusay ay panatilihing malusog ang isipan sa pag-practice ng mindfulness sa pang-araw-araw na buhay. Ang pananaw na ito ay suportado ng pag-aaral mula sa Harvard University at Justus Liebig University na nagpapahiwatig na ang mindfulness meditation ay maaaring makabawas sa blood pressure at patatagin ang ating immune system.
If you do breathing meditation, which means you pay attention to your breath, you have understanding. Breath is so important, so vital to our daily life. Because of the breath, we are alive. Breath is so natural. You don't have to control it. So you have that understanding. And you realize, wow, the breath is so consistent, day by day, moment by moment.
Ang mindfulness ay nakaka-relax din umano ng ating mga alerto at attentive na beta brain waves na madalas na responsable para sa ating stress at pagkabalisa. Sa pagiging curious sa ating paghinga, nakakahanap tayo ng kapayapaan ng loob.
The people who do meditation, that is how they shift the beta brain wave to the alpha brain wave. Then the alpha brain wave can release all the endorphins. That kind of physical chemistry can help the body to release all the goodies to nourish and to helping our immune system and the self-healing systems to boosting our immune systems.
At hindi kailangan nakaupo lamang para isagawa ang mindfulness.
At home, you can do walking meditation. You just try to walk slow, step by step, and you pay attention to your step walking down on the floor. At that moment, you have mindfulness. So mindfulness is quite easy to achieve moment by moment if you pay attention. That is what we call mindfulness. So most of time we get lost into our thoughts of being distracted. Then the mindfulness is not right there.
Para sa 24 oras na libreng emosyonal na suporta sa telepono, tumawag sa Lifeline sa numero bilang 131114 o sa Beyond Blue sa 1-300-2246-36. Kung kailangan ng interpreter, tumawag sa National Translating and Interpreting Service sa 131450 at hanapin ang inyong nais na serbisyo.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.